make your morning.
Welcome to the podcast that starts your day the right way. And now from Sydney, Australia, the hosts of Motivate Your Morning, Mark Northam and Monica Gruszka.
Welcome to another episode of Motivate Your Morning. I'm your host, Mark Northam, and with me, your co-host, Monica Gruszka. Welcome, Monica.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Now you're sounding like Texas again. You did that last week.
I am. I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Well, that's good. We hope you all are having a wonderful day, or starting a wonderful day if you're listening to this in the morning, wherever you may be. Well, today we have an interesting story. It's not the sort of lighthearted story that sometimes we talk about on this show, but it has a wonderful, positive, inspirational side to it. And those are some of the things that we like to talk about here. A devastating hit-and-run accident seriously injured and damaged Syria Hogg's face, but the damage would have a lasting impact far beyond the scars. Low levels of confidence and the trauma of multiple operations had a major impact on her mental health, and with no professional support, eventually resulted in a breakdown. But stay with us. The story has an inspiring ending.
Years after the collision, Syria from Edinburgh began to access counselling services, Changing Faces. And Changing Faces is an organisation for people who had suffered visible differences to their faces. The results of Syria's mental health might not be visible, and more than a decade later, the scars on her face can still be seen. But behind them lies a determination to raise funds for the charity that helped her through a dark time. Now, what she did, she set off September the 18th on a ride of a lifetime from Land's End to John O'Groats to raise money for Changing Faces.
Wow.
Now, how is that for getting back on a bike, figuratively and literally?
Hey, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So she essentially, she used an activity like going on this long bike ride to raise money to help herself get through the mental issues and that she was dealing with, to sort of go beyond it and go do something rather than letting that constantly get her. Wow, that's fantastic.
It is. It's like the difference of being hopeless and helpless. You know, you can be helpless, or you know, you choose to be, okay, what am I going to do? And I'm going to sit here and continue with what it is, or make, you know, control what you can control, change what you can. And that's what the present moment is. And she realized the most important part of her life is I'm still in control. And using that emotional underlying reason, I mean, that is determination. That's grit, hard work, determination. And I applaud Syria for her story and her journey. It really is motivational. Puts us into perspective, doesn't it?
Sure does. Well, congratulations to Syria on your fantastic story. To learn more about Syria's story, we have a link to the news story in our show notes. With that, we'll wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Motivate Your Morning.